Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We love to do Baltimore Positive segments around here, and all month long, we've been selling ice cream. And my wife and I have been married 17 years, and I finally, she's doing a commercial for the first time on WNST AM 1570, and it's for our special deal with DeHarka. And this segment's even more special because the guys that make this deal happen have their own deal they want to talk about for the holidays and what's going on in their company. But if you are familiar with DeHarka Brothers Ice Cream, and I tell you what, this week I got familiar. I've eaten the Honey Graham many, many times, but this was kind of like a thrill for me, even though my back hurt a little bit as I walked through. They didn't throw me in the freezer this time. They treated me gently. Just the same way they treat the Honey Graham when they make it there. I want to welcome in Steve and Sean from DeHarka Brothers and the upper middle management of how to make delicious caramel apple crisp, amongst many other flavors. You know, you guys, when you come on my show, I'm late for my own appointment because I have to make sure that I have a spoon and ice cream to actually eat the product. Happy holidays to you guys, and thanks for making this special offer available to our people. And I know you got special stuff going on in your company, right, Steve?
Yeah, we do. And so, you know, first of all, thanks for having us, Nestor. Happy holidays to you. Happy holidays to all of your listeners. It's been really phenomenal to see some of the support that has come in, people using Baltimore Positive in the coupon code.
But how can they not? Look at it, man. I mean, who doesn't want that? Look in the see how complex that is. We're going to talk about that in HD. Go ahead.
It's good stuff. It's great stuff. And so, you know, we're really excited about the holiday season. We have got a ton of home delivery slots lined up for that last week before Christmas. I'm talking about Tuesday, Wednesday, even Christmas Eve. We've got a special 60 or 80 deliveries. I think it's 80 delivery slots available for Christmas Eve. And we're going to be delivering right up until 4 p.m. so that people can get their DeHarka fix over the holiday. You know, we're trying not to let the current situation in the city dim our spirits here. And, you know, just...
You're still making ice cream, 100% ice cream, no problem?
That's right. Okay, We absolutely are. And, you know, just to kind of follow up on your point, there is something we're really excited about and announcing kind of publicly for the first time on your show right here. And that is that DeHarka is now a fully employee-owned business. This is something that we've been working towards for over 2 years. And frankly, I got Sean here, the founder of the company, and it's something that he's been dreaming of for over 10 years. And, you know, Nestor, it's just great to be on the air with you and actually able to say DeHarka is employee owned and the guys, the six owners of the company couldn't be more excited about it. And frankly, when you talk about putting in the time to make something like this happen. You've gotten to know the guys, Dietrich, Mike, Kofi, Vince, Chris. You've gotten to know these guys a little bit. You know that they are excited about the brand, excited about the ice cream you're eating. And they're just fired up to finally be the real owners of this company. So thanks for asking about that.
Well, you know, I want to go backwards and forwards. First off, Sean, I want to talk about the flavors because you guys know I come at this honest, right? I mean, you know, I remember the first time I had Honey Graham ice cream. My wife and I were doing a charity turn for Big Brothers Big Sisters. We were on the club level, and we got invited over and raising money. And I had it for the first time, and I'm like, "What is that?" And then I started seeing it around town at a scoop shop or here and again. But until COVID, I had never bought like a pint and brought it home. And I brought the Honey Graham, and the next day I put a picture up, and I found you, and you found me. And I'm telling you, Sean, you were telling me about this flavor. Tell everybody what I'm holding up here, the caramel apple crisp, because you were telling me about it, I don't know, a month ago. And I'm thinking, I wonder how good that's going to taste, and now I got it.
How do you like it?
Well, I feel like the girl in Willy Wonka, was it Veruca? Because you get the first flavor of like a butter, because you got the apple butter, and then you get you definitely get the apple, but it's buttery. And the, oh, I'm crunching it now. Hold on. The crunch is, it's kind of sweet and nutty, but it's kind of oaty, kind of like a brown maple syrup kind of oatmeal. Is that right? Am I wrong? Describe it.
You're accurate. You're very accurate there. It's got that oatmeal streusel in there, which has cinnamon in it. It's made out of oatmeal. So you're right there. And the apple butter is the base, gives it the ice cream flavor its face.
Salted caramel swirl.
So it's got that one is good because it has a lot of different things going on. You know, it's got flavor, sweet salt, it's got texture, it's got crunch, it's got the gooiness of the caramel, salty caramel swirl there. So it's a good one.
Is this the part where I admit to you, Steve, that I handed you one of these back and told you to put it back, that I didn't have room in my freezer for it? That was really, really a dumb, dumb thing that I did.
I know you're regretting that decision.
Well, look, here's where it is. I ration it. You see the complexity of what you do, and I want to talk about the company and all your guys, but the complexity of what you do, and Sean, maybe this leads into this. We all watch Chopped, right? I mean, we all have mixed something together. We've all been in a Cold Stone. You know what I mean? Like, we all went into friendlies. We were a kid and added nuts. And I was talking about being at the Yogurt Tree when I was a kid with wet nuts. I say wet nuts to my wife. She laughs at me like a kid. You know, I say, no, man, wet nuts. She's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And then I, you know, but toppings for stuff and then putting stuff into ice cream. And I know you and I talked about the first time we had Ben and Jerry's 30 years ago. But making the ice cream and how good it is, you need a team, right? And every one of your guys, when I put them on, like I kid them about it and we have a good time, but not everyone, because one of them doesn't make ice cream because he said, I don't make it. I just eat it. But learning how to do it and me being over there and seeing how it's made and how it's handcrafted, you need to have long-term people. You can't have piecework employees doing this to do it the right way.
Yeah, I think you're right. Over a long period of time, you kind of play with stuff and you figure out what combinations work. And again, the tricky thing is always keeping the ice cream creamy. And then the other tricky thing is getting enough flavor to pop through. And sometimes if that's the tricky part, because if you put too much of flavor into something, it can affect the texture. So yeah, there's a little bit of science and art to it for sure.
Well, I watched you guys doing the eggnog the other day. And I mean, I almost put my head under the spigot. I mean, we're in COVID times, so I got to keep it clean. But, you know, I literally watched it come out. I watched the process of how it's done. It's not just put it in the thing and let it watch it. I mean, they make it look like that on TV. I just put this and that, and it just comes out creamy, and Bobby Flay serves it, and he kicks your ass, you know? But I would say for what your guys, you do over there, every single batch is made the same way all the time. I mean, I watched the Honey Graham come out, and I really was fascinated by how you did it, because I just eat it. I don't think about how you make it, but there is an artistry involved with this, and I know that all of these guys came in to your company as a founder, honestly. They came in, they wanted to make ice cream, they've been around forever, they obviously care a lot. I mean, I own my own small business. I understand when people are sweat equity and all in, and I know that this is a special holiday despite all the bad things going on, because you finally got to do something you've been dreaming about doing for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and it's finally here. So, you know, I'm thrilled. I couldn't be more thrilled. I was talking to Vinny yesterday afternoon, and he said he just feels different walking around now that he's the owner. Just the way, the jump in his step, or just the way he feels. So it's definitely starting to sink in, and with the guys and everybody. So you know, this is pretty awesome.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate the discount you guys are offering. Tell everybody, Steve, about the home delivery, because I'm going to get the box here. I'm a little, my wife's going to get really paranoid because she's leaving to go away for the holidays. And she said to me, I heard they have peppermint bark. I read the ad. Where's the peppermint bark? And I'm like, they're making it next week. She's like, I'm coming home on Christmas. Just have the peppermint bark here. So this is the pumpkin cheesecake. And I'm paranoid because like it starts to melt. My fingers are actually already getting wet. Because the condensation, right. And you guys know, I mean, this is a sensitive product, right? So when this box comes, This is not Amazon, right? I mean, this is your guys bringing up the freeze truck and dropping this off. And even if it's 28 degrees on December 22nd outside Joe Enoch's house, you need to be there to take delivery. So give everybody a little bit of the lowdown, because just filling out the form online, you got so many flavors to pick from. That's kind of the fun part. I'm a sweet potato guy. You guys know how much I love that flavor. I didn't even take that out today because I'm afraid of it melting. So I won't eat that on the air anymore. So give me a lowdown on delivery, because it's the last thing you do on the code. You put in Baltimore positive and you get the $15.70 discount. But give me the process behind the scenes over there about how you make the magic happen.
Yeah, so the home delivery is something that we had to stand up quickly. You know, when the pandemic struck in March, we had to respond very quickly and pivot to something different. And
hold on, so you weren't doing this last Christmas, correct?
Oh no.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were only supplying our retailers last Christmas. And frankly, Nestor, you know, we had over 80 restaurants and bars that we were serving. So December last year for us looked a lot like making sure all the bars and restaurants had our ice cream for their desserts on their menus. You know, and making sure the grocery stores had plenty of pints ready. It's different this year. I mean, frankly, with the news we got yesterday, you know, that we have no more bars and restaurants to serve. But the truth of the matter is that we're prepared for this, in that we have a great home line, home delivery system, a great piece of software. People can access at www.harkabrothers.com. And you're right, they can go in. There's a couple different options that I would point out. One is...
Well, hang on a second here. Let me share the screen. Yeah. My fingers are getting sticky because... Hang on. I'm serious. I got a napkin around here. My wife keeps napkins in here because I eat your ice cream on the air once a week. But I'm getting sticky. So home delivery, this is the easiest thing in the world. Whoa. easiest thing in the world to do. I'll grab it up. Well, my hands are full and I'm sticky and... Here, I want to show the ice cream and let Sean vibe on this. Tell everybody how this pumpkin cheesecake is made, because when I show it to people, they think you make it special for me, that you wouldn't put that much cheesecake. Maybe you just do this for me, but you do this in every one.
Yeah. I think we try to overload on the mix-ins. That one's actually pretty easy to make. It's just got instead of the graham cracker swirl, we put the graham cracker cookies in there, crunch them up and put them in there. But yeah, the guys overload with the top of the mix-ins. Make sure you get a piece in every bite.
I'm trying to put the lid back on here because I can't have it melting. All right, so we have home delivery. You put your address in. You begin your order right here. For people following along at home, it's very, very simple. 24 flavors available. You're selling out of some of your flavors, like the pumpkins, right? I mean, some of those fall flavors are going away, right, guys?
Yeah, the pumpkin cheesecake and the caramel apple crisp, frankly, are while supplies last at this point. We are moving into eggnog land.
Yes.
That's right.
That's a land I want to be in.
And then peppermint bark will be coming next week. The other thing to kind of look forward to is, well, for the month of December, we've got cookies and cream. Cookies and cream is a very popular flavor, usually only in tubs for us. We don't do it in pints. And we've been packing it in pints only for home delivery and for our retail shops. So cookies and cream is one that you can get. I gotta tease, Nestor, one of my favorite flavors. I know your favorite's eggnog. Well, I'm going to drop a flavor on you you might not have known that we've done, but it's called olive oil and sea salt.
What?
And it is fantastic. And we are pushing to incorporate that into our January home delivery.
Oh, you guys always tell me about these things way ahead of time. And like, I break the news to I told my wife about this caramel apple crisp. And then I told her about the peppermint. She's still waiting on the cherry chocolate chunk, you know, and the jasmine.
Black cherry chunk. She can get that. She can get that at our retail shops. If she walks down to Cross Street Market there, right near you.
I know where they are. We got a Rofo in there. Absolutely. Right up.
That's right. She's got
two of my favorite things 20 feet away. It's closer in my kitchen usually, but you know.
So anyway,
olive oil and sea salt ice cream? What are you going to come out with, avocado next, Sean? What's you mean? It's like Tom Brady flavor?
It's good.
I'm not a big fan of it, believe it or not, but it's very popular. It's one of Steve's favorite flavors.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's people that just love it. We have a restaurant that's up in New Jersey, and it's an Italian restaurant, and he drives 3.5 hours round trip to pick up about 6 tubs of that every few weeks. So yeah,
olive oil and sea salt ice cream. I can't.
You heard that right.
I am looking for. Hey, listen. I used to bring in beer snobs 20 years ago, and they would tell me that when you get to be old, like 52, like you are, you'll be drinking stouts and IPAs and ciders, and I've been like, nah. But man, ice cream is one of the things I love the most. When you say getting the creamy part right, Sean, talk to me about that, because there is a point where people eat your ice cream, and I've told you that I had a holiday ice cream delivery from my son last year with the gingerbread spice, and I know we've talked about Jenny's and Ben and Jerry's. We're talking about local Baltimore having it done right off I-83, but there's a richness and a creaminess that just comes through. I mean, that this is a different kind of product than maybe your father's ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a lot that goes into it to make it creamy. I mean, if you just do a vanilla, that's kind of easy because you're not adding a lot of stuff to the base. But once you start adding things to the base, you've got to adjust things to get that creaminess right. And the big part of it is the machine that you use. If we want to talk about yesterday when you came in to try the eggnog, I think the guys made it on a machine that we typically just reserve for making sorbets and non-dairy flavors. And the ice cream was very fluffy, had a lot of air in it. So the creaminess, it was really just an experimental batch. But it wasn't as creamy at all because it was done on a machine that's not really designed to do that. So yeah, the machine makes a big difference.
Temperature.
The temperature, of course. Yeah, when you when the ice cream comes out of the machine, it's about 20 degrees. And then, of course, you got to freeze it as fast as you can. And the faster you freeze it, the less time there is for ice crystals to form, and it gets creamier. So that's a huge factor in making the creaminess as well, is how fast you freeze it. So we have you've been inside the walk-in freezer. It's usually about minus 25, minus 30, and it has these huge fans blowing. So the wind chill factor is probably about minus 60.
I've been in there. It sucks, man. Yeah. I mean, it's good for ice cream, but bad for people. You know what I mean? Like literally.
Right.
And I'm never dressed for it. You guys just like to see my glasses fog up with my mask on. So I made my selections, right? I've had the screen open here. And for a minute I went with Chocolate Love. I love the vanilla bean. You guys know that, but I've decided that 'tis the season. I'm going to be seasonal. Okay. So I don't trust a lot of people. You know this, right? But Sean, I trust you. And whatever you're coming up with the peppermint bark, I'm going to be okay with. So I'm doing 2 peppermint bark, 2 eggnog, because 'tis the season. I'm almost out of pistachio. I think I am out of pistachio. My wife loves the golden milk. The cookies and cream's outrageously good. I've been screaming for that. I finally got a mouthful. I haven't even put it on a cone. And this is the ultimate compliment to you guys. When I refuse to put it on a cone, it's like special. I only have a spoonful with don't tell my wife, but I sneak some with coffee around 4 a.m., 5 a.m., especially if I don't have a comb before I go to bed. I feel like I'm going to have a little sweet potato. That's what I'm going to do. And the sweet potato for me is speak French? P.S. de resistance. To me, where did you come up with the sweet potato? I got to hear about that before I check
that out. That one really is good. I mean, it was my sister-in-law makes this really good sweet potato casserole for Thanksgiving. And that crust, that's on top, that brown sugar top.
Oh, this literally comes from your sister-in-law?
Well, I mean, it's just a popular thing that a lot of people use for Thanksgiving. But she makes one, and I usually eat that more than anything. And we've always thought about making one. We just never have. And this year we decided to do it, and it turned out really good. It was really good.
I thought you didn't like sweet. I thought you were key lime and roasted strawberry.
I have my moments. I like a little bit of. Well, I don't think the sweet potato itself is which is what I kind of like. The ice cream part is a little on the not sweet side. It's sweet, but it's not too much sugar in there. But and then you got the brown sugar, obviously, with the pecans. It's got a little sweetness to it, but I think it's got a nice balance. I don't think
you're making me want to go get it now. I mean, I'm glad I didn't get it. You know why? Because I still have. Look, they start to melt. This tell everybody that how important it is that when I click this button, that they're there, right, Steve? I mean, like when the truck pulls up, you want the kids out front. I want a picture. I want a hashtag the Baltimore Positive. I want all that, but more than that, I don't want your ice cream to melt, right?
That's right. You gotta be there. You do get to select. I think you're showing this, Nestor. You do get to select a delivery window. Now you're hitting to where the coupon gets put in. Again, that Baltimore Positive coupon will give you $15.70 off.
There it is, right there. Simple as that. I just did it. I did it with sticky fingers from the leftover remnants of the pumpkin cheesecake. You can do it. $40.30. Put your credit card in, and away you go. Boy, that was easy, wasn't it? How about that? Peace it,
hey, Nestor, I want to just tell you one other thing we're doing that's a little bit different this year. We've not tried this in the past, and frankly, we just sort of perfected it last week. And that is that we are now shipping. If people want to give gifts to Harker Brothers as a gift, okay, we are now shipping in a regional area like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia. Everywhere UPS goes 1 or 2 days, we have sort of figured out how to get that done. And
is that a dry icing situation?
Yeah, it is a dry icing situation. We're using a Baltimore company to provide dry ice, and we have another Baltimore company that's providing us the insulated boxes to get this done. What the deal is you know it's $100 for 9 pints, and we can pack them in there with dry ice. And I just would, you know, say to you, it's not available online. It's something you've got to contact Vinny, Vince Green, one of the owners here, for. He's running that little department. And but if people want a unique gift, you know, if your listeners want a unique gift that says Baltimore.
My son last year ordered 6 pints for $68. It came, he snuck it into his freezer on Black Friday, did a Black Friday deal. And put it away. And Sean, you and I talked about the gingerbread cookie. You can't make every flavor, right? Like I still, even though we're partners, I sneak into the ice cream aisle everywhere I go and perv flavors to say, I would eat that. I would want that. And you just can't make it all, right? But you love ice cream, right?
That's right.
I know. That's what sucks. Yeah.
So this is 9 pints. So you get to, you get one more, but you could, if like I have friends in Philadelphia, I have friends in, Coach Billick is out in Ohio. I could surprise him with 9 pints of this.
Absolutely. And Nestor, just so you know, we'll honor that Baltimore Positive discount. We want, you know, we want this relationship to be successful. We are very behind the Baltimore Positive messaging that you've brought to bear. This is a Baltimore company. All the employees live in Baltimore. You know, as we do well, Baltimore's going to do well. And so just want to make sure that people know that they can't do this online. They've got to contact Vinny. It's vinny.taharka@gmail.com, okay? Vinny, vinny.taharka@gmail.com. But he's taking orders now for around the country. We can handle Ohio, so we can get Brian Billick his ice cream. And it's an exciting thing. It's an exciting thing.
Yeah, I don't know. We're 1 in 2 days, you know, as far as Georgia, Florida. I got friends down in South Carolina as well. So I got friends all over the place, and they deserve something as good as your product. So congratulations on what's going on inside of your company. I've gotten to know your guys. They've been great. It's so weird, right? Because in the real world, you know, without the mask and seeing people's faces and all of this stuff, that even when I come over to your place to pick up stuff, and by the way, I got to get over there. Eggnog and peppermint bark have got to be a part of what's going on here at the holiday as well. My wife just stuck it. Here, hold on. I'll let her yell at you guys. Hold on.
Peppermint bark, yummy. I really want the cherry chocolate chip, though.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's coming.
It's coming, right? I know, it's coming.
Black cherry chocolate.
Have a happy holiday. See you guys.
You too.
You too.
She's literally like going to New Hampshire now, and you could freeze ice like where her sister lives up in the mountains. And they don't have to Harker Brothers there, but they might be a 1 or 2 day, right? Like place like they, Boston, you might be able to get it up there, right?
That's right. That's
Boston,
right.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, I mean, all her people are in New Hampshire, and when she goes up there and tells them what the sweet potato is all about, they're going to know. Steve and Sean are here from Taharka Brothers. Big news in their company. They've become an employee-owned operation here, and just like Baltimore Made with Love, you could get the chocolate love, as we saw there, as well as the vanilla bean and the pistachio and all the other flavors. The locally, the 8-pack comes to you door to door, just over $40. You get $15.70 off. I just click through to do that. Fellas, I appreciate the relationship, the friendship, the fun, the talking about and learning. I told Moeller when we started Baltimore Positive a year and a half ago, I said, you know, sure, we're going to have politicians calling in. I didn't know the Speaker of the House was going to call in at some point, and the governor and the mayors and all the stuff that we do around here. And I know the mayor is not popular this week. But I said to my wife, I'm going to meet interesting people telling interesting local stories, and I'm going to meet people that I wouldn't meet otherwise. And, you know, it's just been a pleasure. There've been a lot of awful things that have happened in 2020, but pimping out your ice cream and getting it to people so that they can enjoy Christmas, New Year's, and into 2021 with the remnants of some delicious Honey Graham ice cream. I feel really good about being in partnership with you guys, and I appreciate it. And congratulations to you and your team. And let's go fill some freezers. All right.
Sounds great, right. Nestor. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nestor.
Happy Caramel holidays. Apple crisp, man. You told me about it a month ago. Now this olive oil sea salt. I should have brought that up to my wife when she was in here. Stay tuned. More to come in 2021 with my friends over at the Hark. We appreciate Sean and Steve for dropping by here and hanging out. Make sure you get yourself a box. I am Nestor. You can all, you know, also while we're on local things, because I plug Royal Farms here. Make sure you get the box of Royal Farms chicken as well if you're down there in Cross Street. My wife's going to have me stopping down there, hand scooping pints and bringing it home here for the holidays. I try to tell her, guys, she can't eat everyone tonight. She's like, just we have a place in the freezer. We fit comfortably 16. That's the limit. If we bring the 17th or the 18th home, we ship that out to Chris Pica, you know. So we give handoffs here during the holidays. We appreciate the partnership for all of our great sponsors here, including so many of our sponsors who love the Harker Brothers ice cream. I'm wearing my Cole Roofing hat. Dennis Colazzos has been ordering some ice cream as well. And I know our friends Doug Workman and our friends up at Liberty Pure as well. We appreciate them for supporting Tahark and supporting us. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop eating local ice cream and shipping it to you. Happy holidays from everybody here at Baltimore Positive.